Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is, well, it's June 27th. We don't really think about school a whole lot. Parents, teachers, students, we all kind of take a break from school, but those teachers are already gearing up for the next year. And as parents, we have some things to think about as well as we prepare for the next school year. Today, we're going to talk with our friends from Lutheran Association for Special Education. They have a great workshop coming up in August to help us prepare for this upcoming school year. So hope you can stick around for the conversation, learn what Lutheran Association for Special Education has to offer. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining me in studio today, friends from Lutheran Association for Special Education, also known as LACE here in St. Louis, Jackie Smith, the new Executive Director of Lutheran Association for Special Education. Jackie, welcome.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, glad to have you in studio today. Love talking about LACE and the great work that Lutheran Association for Special Education does. And you're fairly new to the team, just joining LACE in the last, what, month?
I started June 1st. I am actually on my third week and very blessed to be a part of such a wonderful organization.
Well, congratulations and glad to have you. Are you now originally from the St. Louis area?
I am not. I'm from Alabama.
Aha.
I've lived here since 1996.
So you've been here long enough to adapt.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, welcome and looking forward to learning more about your work with LACE and your path that led up to LACE. Also joining us in studio today, Chris Tomlinson, a teacher at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles, Missouri. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, Chris, you serve in special education with LACE at Zion Lutheran Church.
Correct.
Or Zion Lutheran School.
Correct. I've been with LACE. I think I just finished my 16th year. And I think I've been back at Zion for about five. So it's
wonderful.
Also my home congregation and church as well.
Can't wait to learn more about your work there at Zion. Joining us in studio today, also Scott Paul, a parent of a student at a LACE student at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles. Scott, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio. I can't wait to hear your story as well. Just talking before the program, it sounds like there's a lot to your story.
There is a lot.
Can't wait to learn more myself and share with our listeners. Let's talk a little bit about Lutheran Association for Special Education. Jackie, I know you're new and still learning about LACE, but what is Lutheran Association for Special Education from your perspective?
From my perspective is that we are a partner for parents. We're a partner for schools. And what we do is we want to provide actually comprehensive services for children who have complex learning disabilities, help them get what they need, the tools that they need, give them the strategies they need to not only reach their potential, but their God-given potential.
How did you get to LACE? How did you get involved in special education? What brought you to this point?
Well, I have been a part of the nonprofit community for over 17 years, and one of my passions is education and children. I worked at Miriam School as the admissions and marketing director for 9+ years. I've also worked at other independent schools that help service children with mild to moderate learning disabilities, and I've also worked as a consultant for nonprofits in the areas of strategic planning, resource development, marketing, and learning.
What are you most excited about with your new work at LACE?
Actually, really having impact for these children. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they fall through the cracks, and I don't like to see that.
Yeah.
I love working with parents and just being an overall resource for parents and the community.
Now, one of the first things, the big annual golf tournament was one of the first things you walked right into as new executive director at LACE. How did the golf tournament go this year?
The golf tournament went exceptionally well, thanks to the staff, the sponsors, the donors, the teachers, the volunteers, the board. It does take a village to pull off a special event like the golf tournament that was held last Monday at sunset. We raised approximately $82,000 to help support kids. So we have a very generous community. Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. Glad that it went so well, and glad that your start at LACE is off to a good start.
I am very blessed and very humbled.
Chris, tell me a little bit about your path to becoming a teacher in special education.
I have only been in special ed ever since I graduated from college. I did work in the public schools for a few years. I switched to private, and about the same time that I joined Zion Lutheran, the opportunity came up on me to join with Lutheran Association for Special Education. And that was, like I said, 16 years ago, and I haven't left. So to me, it's the best of both worlds that I get to work with kids with special needs and also just share my love of Christ and help them to really grow in their faith as well.
As an educator, why is it valuable to have an organization like LACE?
I think that in any community, I'm in St. Charles, but I think in any community, some parents of kids with special needs think that the best route that they can go is a public education. And certainly their services are comprehensive, but I think LACE is, we are so fortunate that LACE is really, as Jackie said earlier, able to provide comprehensive services for kids with special needs while still, again, encouraging their faith life. And I think something I've said many times this year is I feel like once a student walks in the door to one of our Lutheran schools that LACE serves, they are going to be provided a quality education, both spiritually and academically, through the time they leave high school. So that's something we provide throughout elementary and the high school years as well.
So you've been at Zion now, or you said about 5 years, is that right?
Yeah, I was there, kind of left to raise a family, but stayed on with LACE, and then I'm back there now, and we'll be full-time this next year. So that LACE is at my heart, and Zion is at my heart as well. So we've been members there for some time.
What is your, are you in one classroom, or do you move around quite a bit? Tell me about your experience.
I am in one classroom. So I started, since the 5 years ago, I started on a half a day a week. And as many of our Lutheran schools will attest, it's not really enough to adequately serve kids. And so with each year, the hours increased. And so I'm very happy this year to be in my own classroom and serving many kids. That's the other blessing of LACE is, you know, there are students, it can be very difficult to get your child diagnosed with an educational disability. And we are fortunate enough in LACE that certainly we are able to serve those kids with a diagnosis, but also other kids who, as Jackie said, are not to a point where they're reaching their potential. We can reach out and serve them as well. So it's a good place to be, both LACE and Zion.
What is your relationship like with other teachers at Zion? How do you work and collaborate with other teachers?
We have a great staff there, and I think many of our LACE teachers would say the same thing about the schools that they work with as well, and the teachers. Really, I think the teachers at my school, their job is to teach those kids in history, certainly religion, grow in their faith life and that kind of thing. But when they have a student who struggles, they may not know the particular strategies or how best to reach that kid. And so I feel like the teachers at Zion do a good job of coming to me or just working collaboratively and saying, you know what, I'm noticing he's struggling with this. How can we kind of get him through this and give him the skills that he needs? So definitely really a collaborative relationship with the teachers there.
So in addition to working directly with students, you also serve as a resource to other teachers in the school.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
And we'll talk about the collaboration with parents as well, partnering with parents. Scott, tell us tell us a little bit about your family.
I'm pretty lucky to be able to say that I was able to pick everybody in my family but my daughter. Tyler was adopted when he was almost 2 years old, and he's just a great kid. And he was our first child, so some of the stuff we've seen early on, we always thought it was like, wow, he's a genius. You know, then when he hit kindergarten at Zion, we started finding out things about him and seeing that he was struggling in certain areas. And he's just a great kid. And then you mm-hmm. look at this, and then that's when Chris came into our picture. And she's God-sent, too, by the way. So she helped us with the process of diagnosis. Which that was kind of lengthy for us. There's doctors involved, there's other mm-hmm. teachers involved, and then we actually went to the public school as well to get use some of their resources as well. And I constantly tell my wife that if Chris wasn't involved, we would have probably, it would have drove us crazy, just especially with the public schools that we had to deal with over there. And in fact, it was our experience at the public school was not as good as we thought it would be, and we quit doing those programs over there, and then that's kind of when Chris completely took over what Tyler was doing and his educational process. So
how did you find Zion Lutheran School?
You know, we we started looking at preschool programs, and at the time, they came highly recommended. They had good ratings. We went up there, took a tour of it, and I always tell everybody it's funny because I was trying to stay away from volunteering. We weren't even Lutheran at the time, and now my whole family and extended family is Lutheran now, too, so it's just a great place up there. But that's how we found the school, and you know, we liked their preschool program so much that we just kept Tyler up there, and now my daughter goes there as well, and it's just been a great experience up there.
So you found Zion through a need for a preschool.
Correct.
And got connected there. Loved what you experienced at Zion. And you said at the time you weren't Lutheran, now you're Lutheran. So there has to be more to this story than just this was preschool. There had to be other people that were involved that you got connected with.
Just every little thing about that place up there is neat. I mean, from Mark Debrick, the principal, he's outside every morning, and he says good morning to the kids. They just love him, you know. To the Pastor Roland and Wrights, they're just fun guys, both at church and outside of church. And they'll give me trouble because I don't go to church as often as I should. But the whole staff up there is really friendly. I don't think we've really had too many. I mean, every once in a while you had a concern here and there, but every time you brought it up, somebody listened to it. So it's just been a great experience up there.
So Tyler went to preschool.
Yes.
There, and you continue to in his education at Zion. When did you first learn that he would have? He had some special needs, or that, what were those? I know you said you went through this process of getting the diagnosis. What was the first sign for you?
And actually my wife was probably better about this than I was in denial. You know, my kid's, he's a genius, you know, and being a new parent too, the first things he was doing, you were like, wow, he is a genius. You know, you see him do certain things. And it was, in kindergarten, after preschool, he was in kindergarten, and he started showing signs to the teacher, and the teacher starts saying stuff to us. And Chris wasn't there at the time. And, you know, we started having meetings with the current LACE individual up there. And we were going back and forth on that. I was still in denial the whole time because you don't want to hear anything like that about your kids. But that's when they found out that, you know, he had some learning disabilities. He had some fine motor skills that he had to work on, which I think those are pretty much resolved, aren't they?
He's doing a good job.
Yeah. So, but that's when we found out was in kindergarten. Just small things. He was diagnosed with ADHD. He lived in an orphanage for the first 2 years of his life almost too. So, you know, there's a lot of little things that he probably didn't get over there. The attention, toys maybe to play with to help with those motor skills. You know, we don't know. It was just a unique story. So
sure. Tyler came to you through adoption.
Correct. Yeah.
At 2 years old, did you
say? He's almost 2 years old, yes. Yes.
Wow. So this is your first child. This is
correct.
Your adopting an international adoption. This is all just a whole, I'm sure, very daunting and overwhelming. You said you were in denial at the time when the signs started showing up that he
correct.
Had some special needs to be addressed. How are you feeling about all this as starting to address these needs? You said your wife handled it better than you did.
She studied and she would look at it a little bit differently than I would. And I'm like, I was one of those, it's all going to be okay. It's all fine. And, you know, each year he gets better and better. He's one of those kids that he has certain niches I mean, the kid wakes up every morning, he wears a robe, drinks coffee, and watches the news. And I think he's more mature than I am. He's just a great kid. And the only thing he struggles at is school. But, you know, we started seeing those problems, like I said, in kindergarten. And as soon as we seen those problems, LACE got involved right away. And those problems started to slowly disappear. Chris does a lot of work with him. And what she does there is she modifies his homework schedule, modifies his classroom time. just so you can keep focus on certain things. I still wish you would modify no homework, though. But
oh, yeah, we all wish we had no homework. But
yeah, some nights it's pretty rough with Tyler on homework because he's just done for the day, and you can tell that he's just, I call it brain fried. And he'll sit there for, you know, an hour to 2 hours doing homework, and you're just like pulling your hair out because you got to sit there with him and get it done. So, and then I'm texting Chris at night and saying, what's going on with all his homework?
What have you learned through Tyler's experience, through your involvement with his education at Zion?
Patience. I've never been a very patient person in my life. He's taught me patience. This whole process has taught me patience. And also, I'm kind of a control freak myself, and it's taught me trust, because I completely 100% trust Chris. Anytime there's anything with school, I don't even think about it myself. I ask Chris, and she takes care of it for us. So
having a teacher that partners with your family, having teachers, a whole school that partners with your family to help raise up these kids and teach them, educate them, with a Christ-centered education, sounds like it's important to you.
It's very important. And I think Tyler's situation is a little unique, because there is I think as you grow up, you always have that teacher you can remember in the back of your head, mm-hmm. that did something special for you. That's Chris.
So having a key teacher that makes that connection with the family is important. That's what I'm hearing today, is that LACE teachers and Zion teachers are, you know, the Lutheran school teachers, certainly make that difference in the education for you, because they take the time to get to know your student, get to know you, and build that relationship. Is that how you would describe it, Chris?
I would. And I think the one thing with Tyler, and Scott said it a minute ago, is truly probably the only area that Tyler really struggles with is the academic and the school part. And he is so much more than that. And we kind of talked about that at the golf tournament last week, that he has such a loving heart. He always has a smile on his face. Everybody at Zion knows him. Students, teachers, staff, they know Tyler. And mm-hmm. that's who Tyler is. Tyler is just such a happy guy to be around. And you can't help but want to help him. And I think that's where I come in. That's where the Zion teachers come in. And even fellow students. Everybody just thinks so highly of him.
That is a good point, too. You know, that's the one thing about schools is that, you know, as kids growing up, you've seen bullying happen, even at our ages. We've seen that when we were kids. And, you know, I look at Tyler's classroom, they all help. You know, there's girls in the class that look over and say, hey, Ty, you need to do this or something like that. They all help. And that's important. And I think that his class is pretty unique in that aspect, because I think there's several special needs, I shouldn't say special needs, LACE program kids in there, and they all help them. It's just I don't know, it feels like family up there mm-hmm. to me.
Chris, you brought up a valuable point, and Scott as well, that our struggles aren't necessarily our identity.
Right.
You know, that, yes, you know, a student may struggle with a specific area in academics or, you know, a specific skill, but that's, they're so much more than just that struggle. They're a whole person. They're a child loved by God.
Right. And I think that's, that's at the heart of LACE's mission right there. Is like I said, certainly we want to serve those academic needs. And, you know, as we talk about the workshop too, some of them aren't necessarily academic. They're attention, they're organization, those kinds of things. But, you know, that's certainly our main goal. But again, that spiritual piece and just raising those kids within an environment where we can be open with our faith. And I've told this story too. You know, Scott made the comment about our principals out there every morning greeting people. One of our teachers dismisses her classroom every day and one by one says, Jesus loves you and so do I. And that right there, I have kids that go and have graduated from that school too. And those are things that you just can't, you can't find everywhere. And I think that's, we're using Zion as an example, but LACE is an organization. Mm-hmm. These are all teachers that are committed to doing that into every one of their schools throughout the St. Louis area.
Sure. When a teacher commits to teaching in a Lutheran school, they make that commitment.
Right.
Absolutely.
Correct. That's for sure.
How has this been the idea that this education that your child receives is it's important that to the teachers and to others involved in his education that his identity is not focused on his struggles, but as the whole person. What is that? How is that an important part of the education that Tyler receives?
You know, I think on the education wise is that we look at the areas that we can make him excel in. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was happening this year is Tyler was actually in a grade higher's history class because he excels at history. Going back to him watching the news every morning, well, you go in his room at night, he's watching a documentary on something. That's what he does. There's focus on putting, you know, where he's excelling, let's make him excel. Where he needs help, let's make him help there. And it's not a focus basically on the fact that he doesn't understand something or that, like you said, it's not identifying him. It's just helping him in certain smaller areas. Tyler's a unique individual because outside of school, everything's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, if his schoolwork went great, I think I would put him up for the Perfect Kid Award. It's just a unique situation, like I said.
What are his strengths outside of the classroom?
And this is one of the things I was going to point out, too, is that Tyler had a hard time talking to kids his own age. Chris and Lace up there at Zion, at recess, made him hang out with kids. He was not allowed to go off on his own and do that. But if you go out into a atmosphere at a birthday party or something like that, he's hanging out with the adults. He rarely talked to people and I want to say the kids don't have intelligent conversations, but he wants that adult conversation, the adult intellect conversation. He's got a little OCD with him, and it's fun because he keeps his room really neat. And at night, when we get ready to leave the house or something, his bedroom door has to be shut. So we'll get ready to leave. I'll go in there and open it up just to mess with him before we leave, and he'll give me trouble about that. But he loves collecting his antiques. He's an antique collector. I mean, he's just an old soul already, and he's just a neat kid. And he does communicate very, very well. He uses. I think he uses very good dialogue.
Very good vocabulary.
He's just, and everybody, he'll scope to anybody and talk to him, too. He don't care who it is or what it is. As long as you're an adult, he'll talk to you.
And he forms those relationships, even at the golf tournament last week.
Correct.
Somebody from our church that he had sat next to at the kindergarten feast where they were dressed up as Indians and pilgrims, he had formed a relationship with this man and saw him at the golf tournament and greeted him with a big hug. So he's just very, you're just drawn to him.
Jackie, as you hear this example, you know, this story of Tyler and Scott and Chris Tomlinson, the teacher, this is just one example, I'm sure, of what Lace is all about.
This is absolutely a perfect example. Yeah. Of why I accepted the role of executive director.
What are you learning? I know you're just now starting to get out into the schools and make some visits to the schools. What are you seeing when you get to meet teachers and others, some of the LACE teachers and visit some of the schools?
I see a family. Mm-hmm. I see people who are willing to collaborate for the benefit of the child. That is our mission. And I have been graciously accepted. I have been had a wonderful opportunity to meet principals, teachers, volunteers that all want the same thing. And that foundation has already been laid. Mm-hmm. So I get to come in and really do an understanding about what our population is, how can we can be helpful, how can we partner, how can we collaborate, how can we expand? Who are we not reaching?
Yeah. Well, I think Lace is doing a great job. And one of the things that Lace does, as you mentioned earlier, is partnering with parents. And so you have a workshop coming up in the near future. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, learn more about how we can prepare for this school year, especially when it comes. I love the title of this workshop, Helping the Distracted, Disorganized, or Chaotic Child, Bringing Peace and Success to the New School Year. We're talking with our friends from Lutheran Association for Special Education. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Indiana state legislature passed a law preventing abortion when done to kill a baby with Down syndrome. It also prevents Planned Parenthood and other abortion mills from selling aborted baby parts for money. Of course, Planned Parenthood sued to stop the bill so they could continue weeding out babies they feel are undeserving of life. 8 doctors, pediatricians no less, signed a newspaper editorial saying protecting the lives of babies with Down syndrome was bad medicine. They claimed to be dedicated to real dignity for children with disabilities, but want these particular children to be vulnerable to killing. And Indiana University also filed suit against the bill because they make money by experimenting on the baby's body parts. The state legislature had it right. God bless them.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Monday, June 27th, 2016. Today's day sponsor is Wayne Schussler. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in honor of his wife, Marilyn, as they celebrate her birthday today. Once again, we say thank you to Wayne Schussler of St. Louis, Missouri, today's Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor. Happy birthday, Marilyn.
Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. I was just thinking about the word extension and how that fits so well with our church body. We don't just hear the sermon. We are charged by the gospel and motivated to act upon it. We reach out a helping hand and use the gospel message to heal a broken world. Your investment with LCEF makes loans and services readily available to fulfill the Great Commission and extend God's kingdom. To learn more, visit lcef.org.
Hi, I'm Grace Kane, a junior at Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. Every day, I can grow in my faith with Christian faculty and other young believers. Together, we grow in the challenging academic environment at Lutheran South. Thanks to my school, I'm ready to not just go to college, but excel in college and throughout the rest of my life. Have you checked out Lutheran schools lately? Learn more at lhssstl.org. That's lhssstl.org.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. on air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We're talking with our friends from Lutheran Association for Special Education today here in the St. Louis area and learning about special education and meeting those needs of children who have, whether it's a learning need, special help with learning, or whatever that little extra boost they might need in the classroom. Talking about sharing Scott's story of his son Tyler at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles, and Chris Tomlinson, a teacher at St. Charles, also talking with Jackie Smith. She's the executive director of Lutheran Association for Special Education. And before we went to break, Jackie, we were talking about the upcoming workshop, Helping the Distracted, Disorganized, or Chaotic Child, Bringing Peace and Success to the New School Year. This is a workshop intended for parents, right?
It is.
So one of the key things that LACE does that we talked about before the break is partnering with parents. How important is it for education to be meaningful and valuable, to be really effective? How important is it for parents to be a key part of that education and partner with the school, with LACE?
It is a key. Mm-hmm. And we feel like part of our mission is to be that resource. That's one of, it's part of our mission. So it's, we feel that we need to open up these opportunities so parents can come and be an advocate, not only be an advocate for their child, but also learn some techniques and strategies mm-hmm. that they can use at home so their children are successful. So we do have a workshop. It's coming up on Thursday, August the 4th. It's going to be at Lutheran High School's Lutheran South,
okay,
which is off of Tesson Ferry. It's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30, and we're very excited to introduce Lori Benson Adams, who is an educational intervention specialist, and she has taught professional educators and therapists across the country, and we're very excited to have her at this workshop. So if you have a child that is having issues with being distracted or disorganized, you know, part of being a teacher, you always hear, you know, he did his homework, but he didn't turn it in, or that constant reminders at home and those kind of struggles. Mm-hmm. This is what that workshop is going to focus on specifically from the parent's perspective.
Chris, from your perspective as a mm-hmm. teacher, how important is it for parents to be to learn as well, you know, to do these things that I might call continuing education, you know, as a parent? How important is it to take advantage of things like this workshop? How much of a difference does that make in a child's education when parents continue to learn along the way as well?
Well, I think Scott said it before. So, you know, I spend 7 hours a day at school with Tyler. Scott's the one at home between he and his wife spending an hour and a half, 2 hours of homework a night. And, you know, they are committed to that. And so, one, how much I appreciate the relationship that I have, not just with Tyler, but with his family, to know that they're committed to making sure that they're going to do whatever they can to make Tyler successful. But in addition to that, I think so many of the skills that are going to be talked about at this workshop really are more life skills. You know, how to stay organized, how Scott mentioned before, too, Tyler is a routine-oriented kid.
Very much.
And I love him for that because he's the kind of kid that a teacher soaks up. So if I give him a routine and I teach him, we do check in, check out, that kind of thing, Tyler's committed to it and he's going to do it because he thrives on that.
And if you mess up the schedule, he'll let you know, I bet.
Most definitely.
It's even worse at home if he does. If I'm working with him on something and we do something that's not the way Chris will do it, we can't do it unless I call Chris up and get it approved, because that's the way he has to have it. It's this way or that's it.
And most kids don't like homework, and I would include Tyler in that. But a joke for several years is Tyler doesn't like for the school year to end. He's truly the only kid I've met that doesn't get happy about summer. And I know he has a great summer when he's with you, but from a school perspective, he's got it down. He's got the routines. He knows what to expect. And I think for a kid who thrives on those routines, it's a little intimidating, mm-hmm. I think, probably May 28th or the first day of summer, to think about, okay, what do I do now for the next couple months?
Sure, that can be stress-inducing for many of us who right. like our structure, like our routine, and then to change that. You know, even going on vacation, that changes our routine. While it's intended to be a time for relaxing, when it changes your routine, that means something different is going
That's
to
right.
happen.
Throws
and
you off a little
bit. That leaves some things unexpected.
Right.
Some of us don't like the unexpected.
He almost did not want to go on vacation this year. I mean, he actually said a couple of times that I might just stay home. I'm like, well,
that there's this unexpected, and that can create stress for us. Scott, for you and for your wife, you know, what are the things that you had to learn along the way? What are the things, you know, we're talking about this upcoming workshop that intended for parents to help them prepare for the new school year, especially when it comes to, you know, a student who's distracted or disorganized or chaotic. What are some of the things that you had to learn about along the way to help you be successful as a parent and help Tyler?
You know, and I tell you, to say this to everybody, each kid's unique and different.
Sure.
And none of them come with owner manuals. And we really need those. And we were lucky that through Tyler's adoption process, we had to go through certain classes and a couple seminars to achieve the adoption approval status. And we learned a lot of information there. So we were kind of more open to looking at different things and learning different things because, you know, we're just all learning. You know, your first child, poor kids, you're going to mess up because you don't know everything, and you're never going to know everything, but you don't know enough. And having resources like LACE helps you with that. You know, you can talk to them. What do you think we should do with this? Or what's your ideas for this? Just like Zion too. We've had, I think we have 3 or 4 meetings a year just for Tyler, just to talk and see how he's progressing. What can we do to make it better? Or, you know, and they'll even ask us, how's it at home? You know, so we are very open to these ideas because, like I said, they don't have an owner manual. And you need that because each kid learns differently and each kid will expect different things. And it's just getting different ideas and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think for me as the teacher, too, I can teach Tyler those skills while he's there. But if he's not using those same skills at home, then they're not really getting incorporated into, you know, into his routine. And as we said before, a lot of these skills are, you know, time management, organization, paying attention, which is a struggle for him. And those are things that don't just affect him when he's at school. They affect him through his whole life. And as he's a kid looking at 8th grade next year, moving on to the high school, becoming a productive member of society, those are skills that he needs. And so it's really, he can really only improve on those when we're all kind of coming at it from the same approach.
So the workshop coming up on August 4th, helping the distracted, disorganized, or chaotic child, bringing peace and success to the new school year. What are some of the things that we're going to learn? What are we going to gain from this workshop? Where do we want, Jackie or Chris, who wants to start with that?
Well, we're going to be learning about developing visual schedules for children, for example. So they have that reminder. Mm-hmm. Typically, parents might put it on the refrigerator or somewhere on their bedroom door. How to plan and prioritize in regard to chores or homework. How to increase and really looking at that time management piece. Every family is going to be a little bit different. And it's going to be important to really find what's going to work for your child. Not everything works for one as the other.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature.
I'm so glad you mentioned prioritizing. I think this is, especially for children, I know as adults too, sometimes we have so much information coming at us at once, living in this digital age where we have so much information, whether it's social media, email, whatever it might be, it just seems like we're constantly inundated with information. How do we prioritize, you know, how do we manage that information and prioritize what needs to be responded to and how we handle tasks or chores, whether it be homework or household chores, how do we prioritize those? I'm glad that that's going to be addressed in the workshop.
It will be.
Very good.
Probably
okay.
Good for some adults as
it's
well.
It's good for adults as well. It is. We encourage everyone to attend. It is $25 for mm-hmm. A parent, but if you bring a friend or a spouse, it's $30. So, and we have up to, seating is for $250, and we already have people who are registered. This might fill up. So we encourage you to register early on our website.
That's what I was going to ask. How do you register for this event?
It's easy. You can either call us or mm-hmm. signing onto our website is probably the best way to do that. We are at LutheranSpecialEd.org. And you can register very easily at rsvp.lace@gmail.com or call us at 268-1234.
Very good. So you can visit the website, Lutheran Special Education.
LutheranSpecialEd.org.
LutheranSpecialEd.org. Thank you. I usually have that right in front of me. I didn't. LutheranSpecialEd.org. The email address, rsvp.laseparents@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Or call the office.
Call us.
314-268-1234.
Correct.
That's an easy one to
that's
remember.
That's easy.
1234. So that's coming up on Thursday, August 4th at Lutheran High School South, right here in the St. Louis area. It starts at, 6:30?
6:30. Registration begins at 6.
Okay, so you can check in at 6, get settled in. Seating is limited to 100?
250, actually.
250.
We moved the venue to Lutheran South because of the demand.
Very good. So, and $25 a person, $30 a couple, and register online. I assume register until it's full, or is there a specific deadline before that we need to meet?
I would say sooner than later.
Do it now. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about a little bit more about some of the things that we'll learn in the workshop. We talked about organizing and prioritizing. What about, you know, homework, how we address homework at home. How
get rid of it.
Get rid of all homework.
It'd make our life so much easier at home.
You hearing the message here, Chris?
I've been trying for 3 years with her to get rid of it.
And Scott will tell you the reason that we have homework. I say this all the time. It's for a kid like Tyler, for a kid like our students, they obviously need more reinforcement with the academics, but more important to me is it's a responsibility. It's something that Tyler has to, it's part of his day. It's something that he has to do. We all have to get up this morning,
sure.
You know, brush our teeth, take out the trash, do things like that. As a student in a school, it is his responsibility to do his homework.
Right? So he's
correct.
Homework is a way of learning to manage responsibilities.
Correct.
Personally.
And those are things that are going to be addressed in the workshop too, just in terms of time management, like you said, prioritizing. You know, Tyler's a 14-year-old kid and he's a very level-headed 14-year-old kid, but homework is not his favorite thing. And he knows
not
he
Dad's
has
favorite
to do
thing
it.
Either.
But then he also, it's what was that?
I don't think anybody's favorite thing.
It's not, but
some students love homework.
Yeah, but it's a fact of life. And for Tyler, would he rather do the history or would he rather do the math? He'd probably rather do the history. But, you know, if there's a math test coming up tomorrow, he's got to prioritize and do the math. So those are things with the workshop, too. I think it's more very kind of hands-on, just little strategies mm-hmm. and tips, not really how to teach your child at home, but just things that you can do to enhance getting the homework done, helping your child know what to do first. Same thing, you know, Tyler's homework probably takes him an hour and a half, 2 hours. But I know there's some of my students that they may complain it's 3 hours of homework a night. And that could be
sure.
because there's not the partnership there with parents and teachers that somebody might be sitting around the kitchen table while mom's in another room and 50 minutes of that hour is spent doing nothing. So I expect that tips will be done, too, about how as a parent you can kind of enforce what needs to get done and how best to make that happen in the shortest period possible.
What are things we can do with our environment at home
right.
to make
it conducive to learning? Sure.
To keep that homework getting done successfully. I remember just thinking back to high school and college years. I mean, 2 hours was a short night of homework for me. I remember when, especially high school, when it came to some of the math classes, algebra and geometry and things like that, 2 or 3 hours a night doing yes. homework. And that's on top of, you know, other activities that I had outside of school as well.
I think when you're working with special needs kids too, for people who don't do it on a regular basis, it's very hard to understand how long a pretty simple task can take them. Tyler has spelling homework every night and he has to put his 12 spelling words in ABC order one of the nights. For somebody like us, we could spit that out in a matter of a couple minutes. For Tyler, there's just even copying the letters of the word, much less trying to think about, okay, this letter starts with D, the next word starts with L, which one comes first? It's very cognitive. So I think that's why LACE is committed, as even though we think homework's a priority, Scott, we're committed to keeping it to being about the skills that our students really need to know. It's not about kind of the little minute details, but really what are the key concepts? What do we want them to get out of the subject area that we're teaching them?
So homework is just one of those things
you got to grin and bear and motor through it.
But how does that carry over into, you know, adult life? As we talked about earlier about being productive mm-hmm. citizens and members of society and contributing to society, how then does homework fit in that grand scheme of things? You know, we were talking about homework is one way of learning to manage responsibilities,
right.
personal responsibilities.
Well, I think in the world that we live in now, very few people have a job where they clock in at 9 and they're done by 5 and their responsibility ends when they walk out the door. I mean, I know me as a teacher, Scott, you and your role, certainly Jackie, you've learned this in the last few weeks, that there's always emails to be answered. There's always things to follow up on. And so homework is kind of, right now, homework is kind of that for Tyler and for the students that we serve. It's, like I said, it's a fact of life that there's always responsibilities that you need to take care of at the end of your day. In the morning before he goes to school, there are things that he needs to do to help him prepare for a good day at school. So I think it's just one of those things that it's a life skill that our students have to learn.
Well, most of us don't get to go home from work and relax.
Correct.
Or go play. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, sometimes we do, I guess, but most of us have to come home. We got laundry, we got dishes. Right. I'm bad about that as well. But, you know, you still get somebody's got to take care of the yard work and whatnot. And I'm bad about that now, too. I got two boys there that take care of that stuff. But, yeah, you're right. You don't get the free time.
Sure. And there are other members of the family who you know, have their relationships there that
correct,
you know, need to be nurtured, and family members who also want your time as well.
Well, and I don't know if I've ever told Chris about this. My daughter, Haley, she doesn't have any, I shouldn't say school issues, but one of the fun things about her is every once in a while she'll come up and act like she has a problem with homework because she sees us working with Tyler so much. And, you know, my wife and I finally came to the conclusion after telling her, just go away, you know it. We're like, okay, let's play along with it. We'll sit down with her and work with her on her homework too, just so she feels like she's getting that attention as well. So.
And did that make a difference?
It does make a little bit of a difference, yes.
So then it becomes family time when we're doing homework then. So the whole family's doing homework together.
Sometimes it does. my wife's better at the English and spelling, and I'm better at the math. So we kind of know which subjects to take with Tyler to help him.
Sure.
I do all the research papers with him. Thanks, Chris.
Yes, he has to do research.
Yes, and
but I think that's an important thing that even as teachers we forget too, and we've talked about this many times, which is what the workshop is really geared toward too, is it really is a commitment between the school, LACE, and the parents to work together. And Tyler certainly would not have made the progress that he's made if you guys as parents weren't committed. And that does take a toll mm-hmm. on the family, that much of your family time in the evening is spent more with Tyler than maybe Haley. And so, you know, it's not a surprise that at some point Haley says, well, I want you to help me with my homework. Like mm-hmm. I see you help Tyler every night. So
that's correct.
So
that's why you got to play along with that too.
Yeah. And it's kind of a life changing thing for a family.
Wife and I are more excited about summer than Tyler is.
Right.
Because of
it's, no
it's a break. It's just a break. It's just a break, and it's taunting. You know, you're trying to do all this stuff. My wife's trying to get dinner ready, and, you know, everybody's trying to get stuff ready for the next day, and it's a task.
But it's a good one. You're going to miss it when it's over.
Oh, I guarantee
yes,
you will. You know,
no more research papers.
My wife goes on vacation with my kids once a year, and I get to stay home by myself. And I always joke around about all the fun I'm going to have, but towards the last few days of the week, you know, you start missing all that. You miss the chaos. You just miss the background noise. We will miss it, but we just got to get through it and make sure he's prepared.
The workshop, you know, addresses the issues of the distracted student, disorganized or chaotic child. What are some examples of of this being, you know, a distracted student, disorganized or chaotic? What are some examples that would, you know, we might experience at home that might say, okay, yeah, this would be a good workshop for us to attend. I know earlier we said that, you know, we want everyone to attend this workshop, but what are some examples of, the distracted child or the disorganized or chaotic child that might help us see, okay, yeah, this workshop would be good for us.
I think Jackie mentioned it before too, that for some students, they do their homework and it doesn't make it to school. So for many of our students too, it's parents being committed to, after that homework's done every night, we're not asking Scott or his wife to check Tyler's homework, but we're making sure that everything ends up back in the backpack, and that Tyler's not packing that back, or I'm sorry, that you guys are not packing that backpack for him. Tyler's packing it. So he knows, okay, social studies, I need this to go. This form needs to be turned in, that kind of thing. So, reinforcing that in the morning as well. Do you have everything you need before you walk out the door? So students with attentional concerns, we talk about executive functioning skills. Again, those are just skills that help everyone, parent, child, whoever, to kind of make it through their day. And part of that is the organization of materials. Part of that is the organization of time. Same thing, you know, to get a student up in the morning, depending on your child, it might take them 10 minutes to get up and get ready for their day, or it might take them an hour and a half. So I expect that strategies will be given there, too, to say how we can be more productive with our time at home to just make sure that those tasks that need to get done, get done.
So one example might be, if you're having trouble getting everybody up and ready and out the door on time in the morning, this might be something that's helpful for you.
Or following directions. We hear mm-hmm. that quite mm-hmm. often, especially a sequence of directions. Maybe one will be missed. Mm-hmm. They only heard the first one. Or they are forgetful. Or they lose items on a regular basis. So we talk about the backpack. Maybe they forget to take the backpack to school. because
they got
a patch,
but it's still
hanging on the side of the door, but we didn't take it to school
on a regular basis.
Correct. Those are the kind of things this is the perfect workshop for.
And I think, too, there are things that if you have trouble remembering directions, if you have trouble following steps, that's going to affect you at home or at school. So it may not just be issues related to school. It may be, did you brush your teeth this morning? Well, I asked you three times to brush your teeth, or you already have this checklist following through. I think just anything that parents feel like they are kind of repeatedly struggling with their child on, this workshop has things that hopefully they could benefit from.
Good example. Yeah. I've asked you three times to brush your teeth, and yet 20 minutes later,
because you forgot that it was time to brush your teeth. Right.
Good example.
With boys is go take a shower. Yeah. It's worse in the summer.
So I've asked you 20 times.
Yes, you're starting to smell. Will you please get cleaned up?
And we call that a life skill.
Yeah,
right. That's an important life skill to have.
Yes.
So learning some strategies how to do that instead of just, if you feel exhausted from repeating yourself, here are some, in this workshop, you can learn some strategies that'll help you so you don't feel exhausted, too, in trying to address these.
And it's obviously not working. If you've asked them several times and they're not doing it, that is not a strategy that's working for your family. So, again, I expect that there will be many different strategies and approaches taught that may not work for every kid, but if you walk away with a handful of things that you didn't know before and you can go home and try, then certainly that's a good way to start off the new school year.
So just getting progressively louder isn't necessarily the best strategy either, right?
We have that in my house too, and that usually doesn't end well. No.
We try that with the 2-year-old. It doesn't. I try it. Mommy's fine. She's great at redirecting. I'm learning. So I'm like you, Scott. I'm in the same boat. I'm constantly learning.
It's a learning process. And like these seminars and what they're doing here, it's just great to gather a little bit of information and see how you can implement it into your family. You know, and this the direction we've got from Lace, too. You know, we have a set homework time at the house. It starts at 5 o'clock. All the kids know that. They're at the table at 5 o'clock doing their homework. If not, I get a little upset, and they get out there, and they start it. So we have certain times things have to happen.
We have just about 2 minutes left. Scott, what do you think Tyler's education would be like had you not encountered Zion and Lace?
I would think that if we did not counter Lace, I think Tyler could have got an education. He would have not as good of an education, but I've also think that there would have been more strain on my relationship with my wife and my daughter. I think that there would have been more struggles there in that. And I think that he is going to get a better education now. A lot of it goes to the connection too with him and Chris, but also the program Lace has. I think that's what it's done for us.
It's certainly been a help to your family. And for Tyler, do you think he's ready for the next chapter when he finishes up with eighth grade?
As a parent, you're always nervous about going to the next chapter. But yes, he's going to be ready for next year. I am a little nervous about going to high school with Tyler without Chris, because we've known her for so long. We got this, I'm still trying to get her to transfer. If you can put that in for me, Jackie. It's
now a priority.
Yeah, I'm working on that and a scholarship. That would be nice. He's ready. He's ready. And we know what he struggles in, and we know what we have to work on now. We know what he excels in. And what's neat about him is just he's going to make it because of his personality.
And that through the partnership with Lace and Zion, you're prepared then as a parent for that next chapter, it sounds like, too. I know you.
As prepared as you can be as a parent, because every step there's a struggle and there's a worry. Mm-hmm. You always have to worry. I'm confident that we'll get through it.
Yeah, you've got the support. You're equipped now with what you need. Lutheran Association for Special Education, lutheranspecialed.com or .org,
.org.
I mess it up every time. lutheranspecialed.org is the website to find more information on the upcoming workshop Thursday, August 4th. You can register there for the workshop, Helping the Distracted, Disorganized, or Chaotic Child. bringing peace and success to the new school year. Now is the time to start thinking about the new school year and register for the workshop so you can be a part of that. Thanks so much for being my guest today. Jackie, Executive Director, Jackie Smith, Executive Director at LACE, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Scott Paul, parent of Tyler at Zion.
Thank you.
And Chris Tomlinson, teacher at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles. Thanks so much.
Thank you as well.
Thanks to our friends at Lutheran Association for Special Education.
This time, Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.